Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're moving into this 13th installment of the book, The Guide, and we're starting on page 140. The chapter is entitled The Shadvili Away, and we'll also be including a chapter called More Stories, which looks like it has about 8 or 9 stories that are just short. And actually, the chapter goes on for a long time on stories, but I've cut it in half. So we'll have half today, and then we'll have, for those on the call, we will be coming back on Monday. Just take a break for the holidays here. Let's start with the holidays. Let's start with the Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah Ibrahim Rasulullah Musa Rasulullah Isa Rasulullah Alayhim اللهم صل وسلم على سلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يدور جلال والإكرام. Page 140 in the book, The Guide, The Shadvili Away. This way and all that he has given us in this subject comes from the hidden knowledge of him. This is the first time in my teachings that Allah has given me permission to give and to explain everything that is written in these meetings. I do not know what the wisdom of Allah is in giving all these things, but I think that you are my sons in this life, and I see that you will surely be the sons of Allah, the eyes, and the truth of Muhammad, and after that you will return to give this message of the real for the real. I believe that you will be the guides. You will be the light in all this world, this weeping, sad world. And you will be with the prophets and the messengers of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will be asked by Allah about the message, and you will be asked whether you received the message and if you gave the message. And with compassion, you will take the people from darkness to light, from death to life, from hating to loving, and from badness to goodness. And for that, God gives you the promise to be the prophets of the love of him. This is your work, like the work of a candle. This is the light with the love of God that gives light to those whose way is dulled, so that they and you live in his compassion, with prayers for him forever. You are the eternal real people of him. We ask Allah to join with us again after this life, because we believe in the eternal garden. My master and my king, the owner of this world is with you because you are his children. Amin. It is the permission of Allah that has allowed you to come here. And because you believe that we are from the beginning the sons of Sheikh Abu Afaf Abu Salam al-Mashish, the sons of Muhammad and the way through the Shadhiliya line. And this is the message given to him to pass on so that this group may follow the Shadhiliya way. After prayer, twice a day, morning and evening, you must recite the Wiyadurt. Astaghfir al-Azim 100 times. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallim 100 times. Muhammadin Rasulullah once. La ilaha illallah 100 times. At the end of the prayer, any person who has taken the way, the servant of the tariqah, rests, closes his eyes and says, Allah, 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 500 times facing the Qibla. If we are in a group after prayer, join hands with your fingers interlinked and do dhikr Allah for approximately 500 times or a half hour. On the nights of Thursday and Sunday, if there are more than 7 people, stand and make a circle. The teacher can be in the middle and clasp your hands and place them near the heart of each other. Do 3 segments, 1 half hour each. The teacher ends each segment by saying Allah. After the dhikr, there can be a teaching, or the students can speak briefly, or for 10 minutes or so there can be music. The difference between the Shadhiliya way and other Sufi ways is that there can be singing and instruments for 10 minutes between each round of dhikr, and during the 10 minutes or longer at the end of the dhikr. This should be done slowly with politeness, and after that the teacher can teach. Begin the teaching with La ilaha illallah 3 times, alayhi salatullah 1 time. And give to the students what Allah gives you. After speaking of the truth, recite Al-Fatiha and then Muhammadan Rasulullah. If you are at the masjid, the mosque, say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, and La ilaha illa Muhammadan Rasulullah 1 time. The way to speak to the people for the Shadhili is to go to the people who need the way. Give them a glance or go to them directly to teach them. When you want to speak, do not just speak to anyone, but speak to those whom you feel have the name in their hearts, so that when you say Allah, they say Allah. Sidi Ali Wafa says, my Lord says, anyone who wants me, I love him. But no one can come to me first. I must love him, then he can come to me. Sidi Rabu Adura says, when you love God, take the door to God. When you love the beautiful God, you must catch the door to him. Do not sleep during the night, but put God in your heart. When you want God for your friend, do not sleep at night. All the people pray to God for fear of the fire and desire for the garden, but I do not pray out of fear or desire for the garden. I pray for your face. My God, I do not know anything about God, anything, but I want my lovely God, Allah, Allah, I want only your face. Sidi al-Mudhi al-Auf says, all those who speak and do not drink the love of God do not speak any words. But when they love God, the body of the Son of Allah turns left and then right from the love in his heart, and he cooks in the fire of the love of Allah. When you see a bird singing in a tree, he is remembering his land, like the hearts of the people of God when they sing. Everyone is a creature of Allah, but not everyone knows. All the world is his face, and all the hearts of the people, when they love Allah, remember their first land, Al-Azal, in pre-eternity. Begin everything in the name of Allah. When I take anything, I say Bismillah. When I see anything, I say Bismillah. When I don't see anything, I say Bismillah. About the fuqara, the poor. We say that the fuqara must have a prince, a sheikh, to care about business and give them things to do. They must listen to him because they are his sons and he is their father. The fuqara must not say why or what to the prince, because this princeship comes from Allah to them, and Allah is his keeper. So the orders come from Allah, not from the prince. The prince must be like Muhammad and carry the love of Muhammad in order to be a lover with kindness and compassion toward them. If the prince is like this, the fuqara, men or women, must open their hearts to him and explain their situation to him. They must speak about what is in their hearts, from the small things to the big things, and the sheikh must be wise to correct their conditions, because he is a picture of the prince, the first guide. This is his case, an exact picture, an open corridor to Muhammad. The sheikh must have a connected, good, and open heart, mind, and soul, or he cannot understand. The truth of every person here is the truth of Allah. Muhammad looks like a garden of grapes. He is the one who works and picks the grapes, and he is the grapes themselves. He is the field of grapes, the man who works in the field, and the wine of purity. And she is the song, the singer, and the notes, and the love to give without asking for anything in return, or without holding anything back, because this is the end that has no end to giving. He is the strength. He is the greatest and the strongest, and there is none before him or after him in strength. The order is in the power from the beginning, the promise to have fear of Allah. He's the picture and the thing pictured, and the seer inside and outside. And this picture flows up. I don't understand that. She is the truth, and the searching for the truth, and the knowing of the truth. You are the person who carries all the secret names of Allah. This is you. All the secret things of the names have been put in you. When you manifest that, you will be the Quran. You will be the word of Allah. And the people will come to read you. And they will look toward you with holiness, because you are the speech of him, which is ordered. And all the kings will prostrate themselves to you, to that which is given to you and hidden in you, to that which you rent, and more than this when the heart opens. Who wants to see if he has the wish of Allah to know that he is that person, that image, that fakir? If this is your case, and this is what I see, then you will be the image of the prayer and the revelation, and also the receiver of the revelation. You will be the peace and the giver of peace from him to him. You are the person, you are the poor, you're the picture of him. And this is your situation when you are fired with the fire of the love. And you sleep deeply because you are the waking of the love. You have the peace that has no rest. You think that you sleep, but you are awake always. The poor man is in the complete rest, which has no end, and he tastes it, but he does not drink it, because if he drinks it, the taste is lost. This is like a person who is so thirsty that when he sees water nearby, he takes it very slowly, so that life returns to him again. When he's lost everything and has left everything and forgets himself, when he is like that, he is with Allah. This is like more and more deep love. He is always so thirsty for that love that he and that love merge together in one name and in one thing. As he returns to his real beginning, these two things cause him to be in the station of Fana, and then he finds himself. These are two chapters which I will explain to you. They are the hard work of the love of him. I have been in that time absent from all the world. I have not been in my world, absent from my spirit and my mind, but they have been on vacation with my love. The one who is like this is the eye of God and the truth of this. In that moment, all that is in this earth and in this life is finished to him. And also my body does not wait to know me. He has not known me before, and he does not want to know me now. In the end, when my body and this earth return and are awakened to know the truth, to understand and know the reality of what they have been a part of, then my body will embrace me again because it returns to the real beginning. And this is also a picture of the truth of Allah. So he is the listener of Allah and follows the orders. And his seeing is the seeing of Allah, always in prostration. Then my heart prostrates and my spirit also. The secret of the secret is the prostration of this body, which carries the name of the purity of Allah. All these meanings are from the love and the secrets of the names of Allah. With these names, he has a gift. He is the receiver of that gift and he takes it. And this gift contains the knowledge of the secret things of all this world. This is the Mohammedan world, and from that time, he prostrates as the king, not like the people. I am prostrate in my sleeping. When I awake from my sleeping, when I work, and in everything I do, I am with Allah in heaven, from him and to him, and with him forever. And this story is long, but gives an example of the meeting of the love of him with God's love, and of the way in which everyone should be, and how the Sufi should be, how to be polite with and treat yourself, and how to reach. This chapter is called More Stories. These are brief anecdotes. About insurance. Insurance is not right because Allah can take everything in a moment. Before the war, a man from Oman asked Sidi about insuring his house. And Sidi told him that this was very wrong, and if he did so, his house would collapse and people would be killed. Sidi also saw that it was important for this man to dig a big well underneath his house. The man didn't listen to Sidi about the insurance, but he built the well. And the war came, and all the houses on the mountain where the man lived were destroyed. More than 15 people were killed, and the man's whole house was destroyed, but the basement and the well remained intact. And all the people from around came to take water from this well because there was water nowhere else. Of course, the insurance companies could not pay for anything because all the houses had gone. He who gives zakat receives back 10 times, but he who lends money without charging interest, Allah gives him back 27 times. A teaching in the masjid. When Sidi was at the masjid on Friday, there was a man giving the teaching, the khutbah, And he was saying things that weren't right. These things were to do with politics. But he also said, there is no mercy in the created world. Sidi asked him, how could he say that when Allah created man as the mercy and created him in his own image? And the electricity failed, and no one could hear what the man said. When the electricity came back on, this man was still trying to say things, but that were not right, and Allah took his voice from him. Then Sidi gave the teachings and corrected what the man had said. The poor rich man. When Sidi was on Hajj, he met a man who wanted to brag to him about how rich he was. And Sidi said to him, you're very poor. But the man insisted on bragging about a room full of gold that he had. And Sidi said to him, you are a thief. Why do you not give to the poor? You stole this. Then the man began to weep to make tawbah. A story about Sidi Abdul Ghani. One day, Sidi Abdul Ghani was in a very strong station. He was walking in the streets of Damascus, and a man came toward him and asked him if he knew where the cattle market was. When Sidi looked into this man's heart, he saw that he only lived for the cattle. He prayed for the cattle and gave everything only for the cattle. Sidi said to him, if you look inside, everything you see is the cattle market. But if you look inside my heart, you will see Allah everywhere. The man began to wake up and he asked Sidi to help him. And he became a great wali. The importance of being earth for your brothers and sisters. It is important for all the brothers and sisters in the way to be the complete earth for each other and to help each other. There should be no secrets between the family because each is married to each. Each is the face of our beloved Allah, and it is important not to carry anything in our hearts for our brothers and sisters. If someone doesn't trust us and we feel that something is not right with them, we must open our hearts to them and show them the trust and the sharing. And here's a birth story. 3 days before one of Sidi's students gave birth, Sidi began to have a very strong fever and his body began to sweat. Then he saw his student in the ocean as if she was about to drown. And he said, Allah, and he sent his hand to help her, pull her out of the water. Then he saw a picture of her and her husband and child sitting safely on the shore of the sea. When the child was born, Sidi came to the Zawiya and told the story because he had seen the picture. Praying for others. When a student was in the station about not asking Allah for anything, because Allah knows more about what we need, she asked Sidi about praying for another person. And Sidi said, Allah loves his children to cry to him. This is like the crying of the child to the mother, and this crying is the love. Story of a man Sidi put in prison. There was a man in the court who had left his wife and children for several days without food while he played cards in the coffee shop. Sidi said that he must be put in jail for 3 days with only one meal and nothing to sleep on. The prison warden said to Sidi, how can you do this when you are the mercy? And Sidi said to him, it's important for this man to feel hungry and he will know what his wife and children felt. If I do not do this, then how will he know? For the 3 days that this man was in prison, Sidi could not sleep. He could see the man, and he felt exactly what the man felt. And on the third day, Sidi went to see him and said to him, do you now know why I put you here? The man said, yes, and he made tawbah completely. And from that time on, this man was very, very careful about his family. And he began to go to the masjid daily to pray. The Bedouin woman. Sidi was speaking about some of the Bedouin people. The woman is like a servant. She spends all day with the sheep and she cleans the house. The man just sits in the house. And this is not from Islam. When you ask them if they are Muslim, they say yes, because their fathers were and it is written on their passports, but they do not pray. One day a young couple came to the court to be married. The woman was very young and the man was about 50. Sidi asked the man, "Do you want to marry this woman?" And the man said, "Yes." Then Sidi told everyone in the room of the court to leave except for the young woman and two witnesses. And he said to her, "My beloved, I am your father and you can tell me anything. Does anyone want to push you into this marriage? There is a law to prevent this." And she began to weep and said, "My father, my brother." Then Sidi issued a paper to say that this marriage was forbidden, and he sent some policemen to make problems for the father and the brother. A year later, this young woman returned with a young man, and Sidi made the marriage between them. In this final story, Sidi's Masbaha carries light and has a beautiful fragrance. This is from Allah. When you remember a lot, and when you give a lot to the people, your masbaha takes on this fragrance. Once when Sidi was in a station of deep fana, and the electricity had failed, a man came to the door of the house. When Sidi opened the door, the man saw light coming from his masbaha. And he asked Sidi, "Where does this light come from?" And Sidi said to him, "Do you see light? I only see Allah." He put the masbaha into his pocket and said to the man, "This is a sign to you to make tawbah." The man wanted to see the masbaha again, but Sidi said, "No, this is enough for you." And the man made tawbah. Alhamdulillah, I'm not sure what a masbaha is. Something you can put in your pocket. Alhamdulillah, we're on page 150. It'll be our next installment. We'll be finishing this chapter on stories. And yeah, finishing this chapter on stories, I think. We'll see. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.